You're very welcome back to the show this morning. Now, while it might seem at times in Waterford as though we have an endless supply of water coming from Mother Nature in the so-called sunny southeast, for the community of Lismore, water supply has been a significant concern for houses, for businesses and for schools. In February, Damien visited Lismore to speak with members of the community about what's really happening.
For many hours over 2 days, there was literally no water. Just turned off. For many others that didn't suffer that inconvenience, to say the least, there was massive lowering of water pressure and only dribbles coming out of the taps and faucets. It's heaping agony upon agony onto residents in Lismore and around Lismore who've had to put up with water problems there for years. The water supply pressure issues have been going on for at least 2 or 3 years. There may well be minor, so-called minor electrical issues. There may be pumping house issues, but there's also calls for a second reservoir. There's so much going on, but nobody seems to be listening to the people in Lismore.
Among those to speak with Damien were local Labour councillor John Pratt and local hairdresser and business owner Aisling Solis.
Look, it's going beyond the joke at this stage, and to be honest with you, like, this isn't about Councillor John Pratt or Councillor anyone. This is about the community here is really, really struggling, and we need to work together as a unit. We need to put pressure on the powers that be. You know, with 40 TDs, they need to be brought in to do what is necessary to alleviate these issues. There are different issues, Damien. Some of them are electrical that kind of happened, you know, but it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, people are without water. Their businesses aren't able to run. The school has had to close on occasions. And look, I'm only here go between to try and highlight this further up the ladder and ensure that something can be done. I think maybe from the electrical side, and I'm not a guru at it, that maybe putting a generator in situ, maybe when there is an electrical outage, I don't know if that's something can be done, but maybe that's a quick fix for one of the issues.
Now, there's nobody here at the minute getting the hair done, is there not?
No, today's quite.
And what do you think of my hairstyle?
Your hair's lovely.
It's really good. It's tight, yeah, isn't it?
I have water today, but you see, unfortunately, people think when you have no water, you've no water. So I'm quite today. I've not one person in my salon today. I just saw on Facebook there, somebody posted up in the Ask Lismore group, is the water back in Lismore? Can we go to a hairdresser tomorrow? And that's for Friday. And if people are getting that idea about do they come into Lismore, they'll go somewhere else.
Sally O'Brien, owner of Farmgate Restaurant in Lismore, told Damien that the impact on her business has been devastating.
Yeah, so Damien, we were trading down in Middleton, in East Cork, for 40 years up until October 2023, when there was that awful flooding, and our business basically got absolutely destroyed in a matter of hours, and that was the end of the business basically, due to the nature of the water. We were told we couldn't return to the building. For me, I have grown up, it's my mother started the business 40 years ago, had started 40 years ago, and I had joined her to work for her, and I was there about 20 years. And Farmgate has always been a really, really important place to me. So I didn't want that to be the end of Farmgate, not in such an ugly way for it to go. Mm. So I made the decision to come to Lismore and start the business again myself. So we started, opened the doors mid-June last year. So we're open, say, 8 months. And in that space of time, the water has been turned off 3 times. The first was Thursday, 21st of November. No notice given. We went in, chefs were there to prep, to open up for a booked out evening, and the water was gone. That led me to have to cancel all reservations that evening. Then again, on Saturday, the 7th of December, obviously Christmas time, it's a really, really busy time. No water, no notice, had to cancel our lunch bookings. So lost, obviously, all of our lunch that day, which is obviously December, it's Christmas. It's, you know, where, you know, you make hay at that time of the year. And the latest then was Friday, just gone, Valentine's evening. Also living in Lismore, so I was aware at about 4 a.m. there was no water at home. Got down to the restaurant, and obviously we have a tank of water, so we opened and we kept going for as long as we could, but by 2 p.m. the water had completely run out. There wasn't even a trickle of water. Irish Éireann had sent out a text, I think it was like 9:30 that morning, saying it would be back at 2 p.m. So at that point it didn't even occur to me that I might have to get in contact with the 61 couples that were coming into us that evening, Valentine's night, some who were travelling from Cork City, Tipperary, even a couple from Kildare who had booked back in November. Then at around 10 to 5, a local lady made contact with me. She had been speaking with, I think, Conor McGuinness, and they had been informed that the water was not going to be back on. It could take another 4 to 5 hours, 10 minutes to contact 61 couples. But there were already couples coming through, obviously dolled up to the nines, looking forward to a lovely dinner. We left Middleton, not through any choice of our own, but we were forced to leave Middleton because we got flooded. And now up here, there's no water. So it's just, it's crazy. Mm. We might have to close unexpectedly again. So they're making alternative arrangements. Now, for me, that's extremely alarming. I'm only open 8 months. It's been extremely difficult to get going again, opening a new business. And it's just not good. It's just not good for business at all that there's that uncertainty out there. And it's just not acceptable. It shouldn't be the case.
A statement from Uisce Éireann was received by WLOR just 3 days after Damien visited Lismore to speak with concerned locals, as you just heard. In their statement, Uisce Éireann said currently the Lismore area has no storage facility for treated drinking water. They continued saying any interruption to production at the water treatment plant immediately affects all customers. And they added that interruptions or low water pressure are often a result of power outages, leaks or bursts on the network. Now, in August, following a period of significant water outages that lasted a week, Damien spoke with local resident Peter.
Peter O'Connor, good morning. Thanks for talking to me, Peter. Peter O'Connor. So, Peter, talk to me about the situation, the water situation where you live.
Well, we're living at Glen Rabin, which is a little outside of Capoquin, but in the Lismore postal area.
Yes.
And it's just off the N72. Wednesday lunchtime, we noticed there was no water. These things happen, and because we'd run an eco-lodge for the last 26 years, we have rainwater and green water.
Yes, so talk to me about your situation at the house. You were okay for rainwater, but...
Well, we were okay for rainwater initially for the toilets, but of course it's been a very dry year. We didn't have a lot, but we thought, it's grand, Wednesday. Thursday morning came, still no water. At that point, I phoned in to Uisce Éireann and said, what's going on? And they knew nothing, but they would look into it. And I said, look, you know, it's not just us. There's a lot of people in this area that are in desperate need of water. We're late that afternoon, 5-ish, 5:30, phoned in again. I said, still no water. What's going on? We're on it. We're dealing with it. We're not sure what's going on, but we'll note your concern. And I said, look, I've got a 76-year-old semi-invalid. I'm in my 70s. We need water. Oh, I see, vulnerable household, right, we'll escalate this. It was the first time escalation was mentioned. I said, what about drinking water? What about cooking water? They said, right, we'll arrange alternative supplies. I said, fair enough, left it at that. Next morning, 9 o'clock, this would now be Friday, still nothing. Saturday, Sunday, still nothing. And, you know, twice a day I was phoning in, no information until I think it was Sunday, and I was told, we've identified a leak. And it was up on the main road. Nothing was coming in from County Council itself or from Uisce Éireann. Then eventually Uisce Éireann spokesperson said to me, we actually, we're not going to supply alternative water. And I said, well, why not? Oh, we don't do that. Almost a week into this.
Fixing the problem is one thing, but information and the discharge of information is...
We live in an information society.
Shouldn't be that difficult. Yeah, it shouldn't be that difficult, Peter, shouldn't it not?
It would have been very, very easy just to have somebody phone up on a regular basis, say, look, this is the situation, we're very sorry about what's happening. Here is this is what we found. This is what we're going to do about it. In the meantime, we will have somebody drop around 20 litres of water.
The delay in communication from Uisce Éireann and repairs dominated our news headlines the following day.
And a local councillor has criticised how Ishke Éireann have handled the recent water outage in Lismore. Residents of the Glenrabeen area had been left without water since Wednesday last week, with repairs only being completed yesterday evening. Councillor John Pratt said the situation should have been handled better.
We all understand that systems, especially at the moment, are under pressure, you know, because of the dry spell we've had and that, and there are certain spots, outlets that are under pressure to try and keep water. But this was something I think that could have been sorted so much quicker. People were ringing back and they were told it wasn't after. I mean, I heard Peter saying there he rang on Thursday morning. I know for a fact that there were people reported that Peter rang there on Thursday and he was told that they weren't aware of it at that stage. Like, and that is not factually true.
In late October, the news was announced that Ishke Éireann was set to replace almost 3 kilometres of ageing water mains in Lismore. Works were scheduled to begin in November and they're expected to continue into 2026. And we certainly await the conclusion of that very important story with bated breath. Don't go anywhere. We're back after this.